SF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese Please with yours truly, Snarf Dude.
And yours sincerely, Daffodil.
Where we present this week pot number two of World's Worst Records!
Because part one wasn't bad enough.
No, we need World's Worst Records!
Pot two.
Part two.
Didn't you like part number one, Avenue?
We could have easily squeezed ourselves almost into a part three.
No. We're not going
But we're going to stop at two because nobody does a three-parter. They only do a part one, part two. It's like all those famous TV cliffhanger episodes where you have, stay tuned next week for the amazing conclusion.
And now the conclusion of
World's Worst Records!
Did I get my point across?
Exactly.
Okay, we're got a pile of stuff coming up. By the way, we'll tell you a little bit more about where we get this World's Worst Records thing if you missed last week.
Yes, if you missed last week, you missed an amazing show. We're very, very sorry. It'll never come again.
Really? Really? We're locking it into the vault like Disney?
It's a one-shot only thing, other than the fact that, you know, if you know where to find us on the internet, you might be able to find it.
Well, don't hint too much. Disney doesn't give away much for free, you know?
We don't get paid. It doesn't bother me if we give it away for free.
Okay, fine. We got Jorgi Jorgensen starting off things with Who Hid the Halibut on the Poop Deck?
Well, this is worst.
But we're starting off with a credibility gap and foreign novelty smash right here on
It's Cheese Please with World's Worst Records Part 2.
Ich habe Schlimmkopfschmerzen und ich fühle mich nicht wohl. Ich habe Magenschmerzen und der Knochen ist verfohlen. Ich möchte ein Glas kalte Milch. Wo ist das Krankenhaus? Sich nicht.
boom ba dum.
Sehr gut.
Boom shaka laka laka.
Sehr gut.
Boom ba boom ba dum.
Sehr gut.
Boom shaka laka laka.
Sehr gut.
Boom ba boom ba dum.
Sehr gut.
Boom shaka laka laka.
Sehr gut.
Boom ba boom ba dum.
Sehr gut.
Boom shaka laka laka.
Sehr gut.
Cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor to good cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, we sailed out from Alaska on our way to Puget Sound. The skipper went aloft, he said he'd take a look around. When he came down, his face looked like it smelled an awful smell. And then he called all hands on deck, and we all heard him yell. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? I'll knock him for a loop, that silly nincompoop. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Then old second mate get horns and says, what is this scuttlebutt? I think that I'll go up and look just for the halibut. But he came down and said, boys, this will be a smelly trip. Unless we find that halibut, we better burn the ship. Oh, who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? My nose tells me it's there, but I've looked everywhere. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The cook said to the captain, sir, before I make the soup, if you have no objection, I'll go snoop around the poop. The cook was pale when he came down, he headed for his bunk. He says, I never knew a fish could outperform a skunk. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? The whole darn crew was weak from this game of hide and seek. Who hid the halibut on the poop deck? Up step Knut Knutsen, he is tougher than a boot. He says, I'll find that halibut, or my name is Knut. And 15 minutes later, he had found where it was stored. And 20 seagulls fainted when he threw it overboard. Who hit the halibut on the poop deck? Who hit the halibut on the poop deck? We never, never knew about the screwball in the crew. Who had hit the halibut on the poop deck?
Cheese Please with Jorgie Jorgensen, and who hid the halibut on the poop deck?
Now that's a fishy story.
Just a bit. Kind of smelly, too.
Definitely smelly.
And before that, we had The Credibility Gap and Foreign Novelty Smash, which apparently I was doing a little research while the record was playing, Daffodil.
Really?
And yeah. Apparently, I figured out that the Swedish chef from The Muppet Show in the early 70s, actually, The Credibility Gap was actually a cover band for the Jackson 5. And apparently, the Swedish chef actually, well, you know, he played the lead vocal. So the lead vocal in that was a Swedish chef from The
Singing
Muppet Show.
German.
Singing German? Well, is that German? I thought it was Swedish.
No, that was German.
Oh, really?
So perhaps your online searching was wrong.
Oh, well, it's the internet. Maybe I'm wrong.
The internet is often wrong.
Yeah, I know. I just know what I read here. They say that the Swedish chef did the lead vocal on that song with The Credibility Cap in the early 70s. It was like a Jackson 5 cover band in another country that apparently was Germany and not Sweden.
That's also entirely possible. I could have swore it was German. It sounded more like German than Swedish to me.
I don't know. I just read it. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we like to call Cheese Please.
And, of course, this week it is part number two of
World's Worst Records.
And they are quite significantly worst.
Well, Rhino Records came out in, I think it was the early 80s, of a two-record set that they called the world's worst records of the time, and that's why we're getting these records. Make sense?
I think so.
Okay, let's hear two more. We've got the Halos, which I could argue the fact that...
Don't.
I could,
Don't.
I could.
But you won't.
No.
It's
no,
a good
no,
thing.
No, no, no. The Nag coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Mrs. Miller, a woman who actually thought she was seriously good at singing.
And released lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of records.
Back in the 60s, and this was a popular hit at the time that she covers, originally done by Petula Clark, called Downtown. On?
This is Cheese Please, World's Worst Records Part 2.
Making you lonely, you can always go downtown. You've got worries and all the noise and the hurry seem to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. Go downtown, things will be great. Around you, there are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again, the lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright.
Out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree.
This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do? Draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
Oh, baby, you're a nag.
Nag, nag, nag.
You're a nag.
Butcher shop and buy me a roast.
Yeah.
make it to the next.
Which apparently, looking at an album cut the other day, was covered by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts in the 80s on an album cut.
Okay, now that's strange. On so many levels.
It was on that same album that has I Love Rock and Roll, you flip it over, the Nag song.
That is strange on so many levels.
And speaking of really strange, Mrs. Miller doing the Downtown song.
Was that her whistling as well?
I don't know.
Someone else whistling.
You know what? I was after the whistling solo, I heard she freaked up her words.
Yes, I noticed that too.
You know, they mumbled her words.
It's a very complicated song.
Apparently so. I wouldn't think so, you know. How many takes did she go through for that?
I'm thinking only one, since she messed up the words and it still went to print.
And it still went on a record. I mean, it's weird. I always mix her up with Mrs. Mills' Party. Mills and Miller are so close.
This is a true thing.
They were on the same record label. They were on the same record label as that guy that conducted. Remember the guy we played every so often?
The actor.
David McCallum, who conducted.
Yes, because he couldn't sing. He couldn't play a musical instrument, but he wanted to prove he was musical, so he became a conductor.
Yeah, well, anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please, presenting World's Worst Records Part 2.
And we're back on track because, well, you know, sometimes I zip off into one area or zing off to the other, and I... Daffodil.
You get distracted.
Yes, I know. We're getting into more World's Worst Records, of course, and we have Fudd on the Hill coming up shortly. Not fun.
Is this like Elmer Fudd?
I'm not really sure.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Is he out hunting rabbits?
I don't know.
Be very, very quiet.
We're going to find out shortly, though. But we're starting off with something I suppose you could...
So if you were trying to say that other song was about me, this one possibly could be about you.
No. I don't have just a big ego.
No, you just have a huge ego.
Right here on...
More cheese, please.
I'm just a big ego, and everywhere I go, people say that they adore me. They pay for just a chance to look in my tight pants. Ooh, it makes it all me. The end. around me.
Now where's my money?
Sound like cheesy monkey.
Cheese, please.
Way down in Africa, adopting in the jungle, you'll find a knish doctor who looks just like your uncle. The natives know him by the name of Jungle Yanko. He's like, the quetches and the kranke, they come to him in sizes, kirze, breit and lange. He smells them on his mouth and then applies the bunkers. Oh, hi, ha, 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 ha. He doesn't have a fancy office or a chain of nurse. He makes his pills right in a grosser tub. And if your capillae is hiding, there's a song you stop. Did I hatch a key, will hack you up the cup? He says, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, for those with pipic trouble, he prescribes hot knitches. From Wimes he makes a mifle that is real delicious. He even davens and he schneids at local brisses. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, ah, Mendel, may ship, bitchy, 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 bitchy. Come, Mendel, give a blow. This boy can blow from north. For Kempator and Yankele cooks hot cannibal soup. For ulcers he will chop some monkey liver. He don't belong to Blue Cross or a medical group. His diploma's from the Bwana Yeshiva.
Good boy.
Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, Mendel, may ship, bitch, bitch, patient. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, for folks that
Mondays with Mickey Katz and Knish.
That's my son, the doctor.
I'm sorry.
She has to talk about her son, the doctor.
Oh, that's fine. Knish doctor, specifically. A bit of a ripoff on the...
Witch doctor.
Yes, from the late 50s. And before that, we had Fudd on the Hill, Little Roger and the Goosebumps. And
which was really Elmer Fudd.
Wound and wound and wound. And Bob and Zippin, just a big ego.
We're at the end.
Yes. We thought we'd throw in Knish doctor at the last minute.
Yeah, because, you know, we wanted to give you as much of the world's worst as we could in one show.
Cram it in!
Shoehorn, 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 shoehorn.
I think part one was worse than part two.
Yes, I would agree. Part two was kind of fun.
Well, yeah, it did. We're ending it off, though, with kazoos.
Because we had kazoos at the end last time, so we need to have kazoos again.
And the Kazoo Orchestra, the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra, covering the Rolling Stones hit Missing You.
Really?
Which makes you sort of yearn for hearing Mick on this.
Really? Truly.
Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week when we will have more.
Goodbye!
Bye!
Sample of De Wacky, De Warped, and De Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.